Isaiah is the Advent and Christmas prophet of the Old Testament. He prophesied 700 years before the time of Christ. He prophesied that the Messiah will be born of a virgin, although he did not know what he was saying, because God puts God's words in his mouth. It's as if from all eternity, God has planned this event, the event of his only son, Jesus, coming down into the world to be born of a virgin. And God couldn't wait to share it with somebody. And it was Isaiah's task to spoke the words that he himself did not understand, foretelling something that is going to take place 700 years later. A child will be born of a virgin. We are more blessed than the prophet Isaiah, because the prophet Isaiah never got to see the Christ. Today, we not only see the Christ, we receive him into our person as we receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Christ every time we come to Mass. John the Baptist is the prophet of the New Testament for Advent and Christmas. John the Baptist was born for this reason. He was born in order to be the precursor of the Messiah, to go before him and prepare the heart of people for the coming of the Messiah. And what he did was baptism. He invited people to come, and he told the people, you're going to leave your old life behind. And the symbol of doing that is, come down to the River of Jordan right now, and I'm going to hold you down under the water until you almost drown. Then I will lift you up, and you, once you take that new breath, it is like the old man had died under that water, and the new man has arisen in order to live this new life in preparation for the coming of the Messiah. So that was the baptism of John. But we are more blessed than John the Baptist, because as you heard, John the Baptist baptized with water. We were baptized with water and the Holy Spirit because of the Christ. How do we prepare for the great feast of the Incarnation, God becoming man? Well, John the Baptist said, and Isaiah, straighten the roads, fill up the valley to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. John the Baptist said, repent. Now, we don't like that word, repentance, very well, because to say that we have to repent implies that something is wrong with us. That there's something wrong with us that we have to change, that we have to make better. So we don't like that very much. One time there was a couple after Mass came up to me, very exasperated, pulled me aside and said, Father C, when are you going to tell us that we are good people? And they were very upset. And so let me do that now. You are good people. But repent. You are good people because you're here. Here you are, coming to worship God on a Sunday, to make the Sabbath day holy, You are trying to do your best. Maybe not your best yet, but you are trying. But the message of the gospel is repent. Because, my brothers and sisters, God expects us not to be good. God wants us to be holy. Do you know that in the life of our Savior, Jesus Christ, it can be divided into three parts that he did. One was he preached, second was he healed, and third was that he cast out demons. Those are the three activities, the main activities that recorded in the Bible that what the Son of God did. And you can subdivide the first part, the preaching, into three. One, he preached about the kingdom of God. Two, he preached repentance. And three, he preached the seven I am. Remember the seven I am? Let's see. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the sheep gate of the shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection. One more. Anybody remember? Okay, you look it up. But there are seven I ams that he preached. So this is the point I want to make. Of his preaching, the three main themes. And one of those main themes is repentance. Repentance is simply turning away from our sins so that we can live a new life in God. And for us Catholic, the concrete way to practice repentance is to go to confession. Straightforward, simple. And I've had people said to me, Father, I'm a good person. And I don't know what to confess when I go to confession. I try to give a good life, you know, I don't know what to say. And I will always say, if the person is a married woman, I said, you know what? Go and ask your mother-in-law. She will help you prepare for your confession if you think you are already so good. For the men that are married that say to me, Father, I'm a good person. I don't know what to confess. I say, go home and ask your wife. She will be of great help to you to acknowledge, to recognize the things that you must change for the better. Because the reality is, all of us, as good as we are, never good enough for God. Never good enough for heaven until God makes us holy. And confession is what happens. We may bring our goodness to God in the confession, and we may bring also our faults, our sins, so that God can make us holy. That's how we prepare for Christmas, my brothers and sisters. And when we fail this, Christmas just goes by. You know, we do all the shopping, we do all the partying, we do all the marrying, we do all of that. And when the day after Christmas, we go right back to where we were before. And nothing has changed. In fact, we're just more exhausted. Well, the prophet Isaiah and John the Baptist are saying to us, that one thing that the Lord Jesus is going to himself repeat to us, and that is repent. And if you say to me, Father, see, how often should I go to confession? I would say, don't wait longer than 3 months would be a good rule of thumb. I, as a priest, go to confession myself once a month. And I think you know, right? I mean, as a priest, I don't go to the mirror and say, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. As a priest, I go to another priest to confess my sins. If you think confession is hard, but I do it once a month. I'm not telling you to do something that I don't do. So, go to confession. Don't wait longer than 3 months. Go every month if you can. But especially during these days before Christmas, the Advent time. Listen to the Word of God. Both today, the prophet Isaiah and St. John the Baptist. People of God, good people of God, repent so that God can make you a holy people.